Welcome to the podcast. I'm here today with the collective called Lioness. We have two of the founding members here, and they're each going to tell you their name and how they came up with this project. But first, we're going to listen to one of the cuts off of the new CD. This one is called Funky Girl. You were listening to Funky Girl, written by Akiko Tsuruga on the organ. And we have Amanda Monaco, the guitarist here from Lioness. She's going to say hi.
Hi.
Amanda, tell us a little bit about the band.
Well, it all started when I was applying for a grant from the Queen's Council of the Arts. I'm the artistic director of a small nonprofit called Convergence Arts, whose mission is to spread the art and fun of improvisation with the community at large. And I approached my friend Lauren Sevillon, who is also here.
Hey.
And I proposed that we do a women in jazz concert series and we apply for a grant. And we also thought, hey, maybe because we each have bands and we know other women that have bands, we should start a collective. And so we met up with Alexa Tarantino, and who's not here but is on the record. And Lauren came up with the idea of calling the series Lioness. And we got the grant and we did the series. And then...
Yeah, so after we each did our concert at Flushing Town Hall, so I had my quartet. Alexa had her quartet, Roxy Koss, perform with her band, Amanda. When we perform, I perform in Amanda's band also. I do have to say that Amanda and I have known each other for almost, 15 years now?
It's 20, but we're only 29. Okay. We both went to college really, really young. Really, we were just babies.
Yeah, but we've known each other for many years and have a very, very strong musical kinship and friendship. So, you know, part of the idea behind Lioness is that is women supporting women and supporting each other in our music and our own endeavors. So shortly after that concert series, we had the idea to make it really into a collective, and we did a record that you just heard was recorded on the Positone label, entitled Pride and Joy, and also Jenny is on the record as well.
That's me.
A nice addition.
Thanks.
To the Lioness lineup.
Thanks for including me, guys.
Yes, of course.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, and again, a part of that is Lioness doesn't necessarily have to just be like the same women. You know, we have women kind of rotating in and out of the band. And again, the idea behind that is to be supportive and to treat it as a collective. And really, all of us are leaders in our own right. So sometimes the duty of being leader gets passed along to another person in the band, depending on what the gig might be, depending on what, the situation is. And that's why I think it's really cool, and it's a really fun project. And I really enjoy working with all the women that are in the collective. And I think that's important because sometimes, you know, you have to work with people you don't like, and that frankly kind of sucks. So,
and I'd like to mention that this band has a triple sax lineup, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yes.
So we have on this recording, we have Alexa Tarantino on the alto sax, Jenny Hill on the tenor sax, Lauren Sevillon on the baritone sax, which is unusual to have three saxophones and no brass. Then we have Amanda on guitar, Akiko on organ, and Allison Miller on the drums. We're going to continue with two cuts from the Pride and Joy CD, Sunny Day Pal and Jelly. Thank you. Thank you. Right. That was Jelly, written by Amanda Monaco. And she has a story of how she came up with that.
So my father passed away in 2006, and I believe it was in, it was a few years later, my sister and I were talking about him, and she told me the dating advice that he had given her many years prior. She'd been dating this guy, and he was a little bit older than her, about 10 years older, and they really were in love, but he thought, you know, she was so young, and you know, she had her whole life ahead of her, so they kept breaking up, and they really wanted to be together. And she asked my dad for dating advice, and my dad said, look, you know what you want, but sometimes you get confused. It's like when I go to Dunkin' Donuts. So I go up to the counter, and I order my coffee. I know I want the jelly donut, but then I get there, and I see the cruller, and I see the Boston cream. So I order the cruller, and I eat the cruller. Something's just not right. And I go back up to the counter, and I ordered the Boston cream, and I ate the Boston cream, and that's when I realized all I really wanted was the jelly.
So that's a triple donut day.
My sister, no, he didn't eat the jelly. He just had the two. He had the two donuts. He did not eat the jelly.
Oh, okay,
but
he
all I really wanted the was the jelly.
But still not satisfied.
Right. But long story short, my sister has been with this guy now for 20 years, and they have a teenage son, and they live in Brooklyn, and they're doing great.
So was he the jelly?
Yeah, he was the jelly. So there's actually lyrics to the song. My sister wrote the lyrics. Round and round, no hole in the middle. Is he the one for me? I already know before I go. Jelly.
Oh, I love that. Now I want a jelly donut.
I know, I kind of want one too.
Like the outside of the jelly donut, though, is really good. You know, because that's the sugar.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
It's really just yum.
Well, I hate to break this up, but we're going to talk about Lauren's got this really cool band called LSAT.
Yes. So I co-lead a quintet with alto saxophonist Alexa Tarantino. And the reason we call it LSAT, actually, I didn't come up with a name. My husband came up with a name. And I was like, wait, LSAT, you mean like the law school exam? And he said, no, it's your initials, LSAT. Lauren Savvy and Alexa Tarantino. So it's like, oh, okay. So makes sense, right? And it just kind of had a flow to it. So the LSAT band is, again, it's, you know, Alexa and I, we actually met, it's just all time is starting to loop together for me. So let's just suffice to say I met her many moons ago. She was a student at this camp called Litchfield jazz camp up in Connecticut. And I remember hearing her at that camp and thinking, wow, she really has something very unique and special to say. And I had this feeling like I'd be seeing her years later. And about 4 years ago, we played together in the Diva Jazz Orchestra, backing up Maurice Hines for this show called Tapping Through Life. And the sax section was myself, Alexa, and Roxy Koss. And Alexa and I, and well, the three of us really became very, very close. But Alexa and I especially became very close. And it just, to me, when we play together, it feels like it's just one voice. And we kind of share the same brain when we're sharing the bandstand together.
Well, earlier you were mentioning that, like, if you're soloing and then she comes in after you.
Yeah, we can have conversations within the music, you know. It's not just, okay, I play a solo, then you play a solo. It is that, but it's also, I really enjoy, you know, I kind of feeding off of one another's ideas. And she's especially, you know, she's very, very intuitive and just a great listener, a great overall musician in person. So, you know, the LSAT band is just a lot of fun.
And then for some of the listeners that may not be familiar, could you talk about Down for the Count is based on?
Yeah. So first tune that you'll be hearing, Down for the Count, is a contrafact, which means it's the same harmonic chord progression as John Coltrane's tune called Countdown. And for those who know me and know my music, I'm a fan of all things John Coltrane, especially that time period. So I have contrafacts on Countdown, Giant Steps, and also Satellite. So the Atlantic years, I guess. And then the second tune, Hurry Up and Wait, is a composition that Alexa wrote specifically for a performance we had at the Rochester Jazz Festival. I think it was two or three years ago. So that's the LSAT material. On the
All
record.
Right, we're going to jump into Down for the Count. All right. That was Hurry Up and Wait by Alexa Tarantino, featuring Lauren Sevian on the baritone sax and the nice rhythm section of Amanda Monaco on guitar, Akiko Tsuruga on organ, and Alice Miller on drums. And next up, we have something Amanda wrote called Sweetie. You have any lyrics that go with this one? Or
no, I actually wrote this one after hearing Bill Evans for the first time in college. It's a really old tune. Oh, wait, no, it's not a really old tune because I'm not really old. No, it's a really old tune. Let's be honest, it's old. But yeah, that's how I wrote it because I had just heard Sunday at the Village Vanguard for the first time. And I went, oh my God, this is amazing.
Inspiration.
Mm. Yeah.
And then we also are going to feature right after Sweetie, something off of your CD called Glitter. Tell us a little bit about Glitter.
Well, the name Glitter came from when Lauren and I used to be neighbors, and we would we were playing a lot of gigs together in like these big-ish bands. Not big bands, but big-ish bands. And Lauren would come to my house, and we'd put on makeup and a ton of glitter, and then we'd get in my beat-up Volvo station wagon.
Seems like yesterday.
I know. And go downtown. I miss that car. Ugh.
Anyway, that was a good car.
It was a good car. And the person I sold it to ran it into the ground.
Oh,
be happy.
Sad.
But So we used to put a lot of glitter on. And we still kind of do.
That's funny.
Yeah, we do still put glitter on.
I don't know. I never thought of glitter and jazz as going together, but I guess these days.
Glitter kind of goes with a lot of things.
Glitter goes with everything.
You think it goes with.
Yeah. Jelly, glitter.
Jelly, glitter. Well, no, I wouldn't eat glitter. That's microplastics.
Yeah.
And then was Sweetie written with anyone in mind or just inspired by?
I think it might have been named for my ex-husband.
Oh, sorry. I didn't
Which is actually kind of funny because the tune that you're going
to
play after that, are we talking about that tune?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. So the tune after that is about my husband, who I've been married to for 14 years.
Okay.
And he came here from the Soviet Union when he was 3. And
is that where you got the title?
Yeah. So he had really big ears when he was a kid and they called him the gremlin from the Kremlin in elementary school because kids are just mean. And then Rocky IV came out when he was in high school. Forget about it. It was awful.
Oh, but then did that Russian boxer get beat down by Rocky? He did, right?
He did. But there was the whole like Soviet Union thing. Yeah. My husband got a lot of flack for that.
Wow.
He's like, anyway, so I guess the next two songs are named after my ex-husband and my current husband.
Your future ex-husband? No,
no, God. No, I'm not doing that again.
Okay, we're going to go on with
Second and
Sweetie.
Final husband.
Yeah. Here we are with Sweetie.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Gremlin from the Kremlin.
Yes.
And Amanda, tell us who else was playing in that great selection.
Lauren Sevillon was playing Barry. Gary Versace was playing organ, and Matt Wilson was playing drums.
I loved his cymbal work.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yes. We had a lot of fun. We had so much fun, I'm kind of amazed the recording was ever made because we were so goofy. The rehearsal
was... It was super goofy.
The rehearsal was super goofy. The recording was super goofy.
I think that's the secret to good music, right?
Yeah.
Have fun. You have to have fun.
Laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah. We laughed a lot.
It was amazing because we just got so much done. And like, it was one day that we recorded it, right?
Yeah. We did the whole thing in, what, 8 hours?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love doing recordings that way, though.
Yeah.
I did my first record in five.
5 hours?
Five hours? Because that was a really special time when my band was able to rehearse every Thursday in my apartment. 6 months, and then we went and made a record, and we made the record at Bennett Studios, and Dave Bennett was the engineer, so he just did it live to 2-track.
Wow. Oh yeah, so there you go, you're just off and running. Boom. Play every tune, boom, take one.
Yeah, and then he mastered it in an hour.
Impressive.
An hour?
Whoa. Something like that.
That's, yeah.
Well, maybe that makes it wasn't sense. Just an hour. No, he didn't have to mix it. It wasn't that he mastered it within an hour. He didn't have to mix it because he mixed it as he went.
Wow. I remember that studio was
the best.
Amazing.
Studio. So, Lauren, why don't you tell us what's coming up for Lioness?
Sure. So, coming up December 4th is our CD release party. It's going to be at Dizzy's Club at Jazz at Lincoln Center. So, that's West 60th Street. I believe the official address is 8 Columbus Circle, but you could check the website. It's jazz.org and click on, I believe Dizzy's Club has a separate tab, or you could just click on tickets and, look us up December 4th, Lioness. And again, the band is Amanda Monaco on guitar, Jenny Hill on tenor saxophone, myself on baritone, Alexa Tarantino on alto, Akiko Saruga on organ, and joining us will be the great Sylvia Cuenca on the drums. So we're really looking forward to that CD release performance. And then also is April
17th.
Yeah, at Firehouse 12 in New Haven, Connecticut. So if you're up in that neck of the woods, come see us that Friday evening. What time is the performance, Amanda?
I believe the set's already 8. Actually, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I should figure this out.
But they probably have a website.
They have a website. Yeah. But I'm just thinking about the pizza, because pizza in New Haven
Yeah,
is
New
so
Haven
good.
Pizza is kind of rivals New York. And being from New York, shameful. It's a shameful thing for me to say.
No, it totally rivals New York.
So everyone should drive to New Haven for the pizza.
And then come see Lioness.
You come early. It's perfect. You get a pie at nice. Modern. Everybody talks about Peppies and Sally's, but Modern Beats.
Modern Beats is kind of.
Yeah. And what kind of food would we be eating at Lincoln Center?
Oh well, Jazz Lincoln Center. There, the cuisine there, I guess, is kind of soul food and American style cuisine. Food is excellent. Highly recommend coming there and having some dinner. And also the set times there, while I'm thinking about it, 7:30 and 9:30 reservations are highly recommended. Club tends to fill up there. So we would love to see you there.
Yeah. And so as we mentioned earlier, we each have our own side projects. So I'm going to segue into my side project, which is called Jenny Hill and Liquid Horn. And we're going to feature a couple cuts from our latest CD. The first one's called Groove Garden, and we recorded it in Brazil. And here it goes.
Thank you.
Okay, that was one of my tunes called Culebra, which is an island near Puerto Rico.
Yeah, that's a... I was actually you just go there. In Vieques, which is right. Like not that far from there.
So I was there many years ago snorkeling, and I ran into a manatee. Have you ever done that?
Oh.
It's like a giant mammal. Yeah. It's like the size of a small whale underwater. And I got really afraid, and the manatee saw me, and it got really afraid. So we both just like went in opposite directions, like swimming as fast as we could.
Oh, wow.
It's really scary, but gentle creature. Okay, so we were talking about what happens when you're recording in the studio and stories and things like that. So I'll tell a funny story about my experience, and then we're going to ask Lauren about her experience. So we were in Brazil, in Brasilia, and we went over to the engineer's studio, which was in his house, but it was in a lower level, like a basement area. And he had a big padlock on the studio door. So you can imagine what happened. We all show up, the whole band. And for some reason, the padlock was broken that day. So he had to, he was panicking. He had to send out for like giant, I don't know what you would call them, like lock breaker pliers and try to break this lock and smash it. And it took like an hour, but you know, I wasn't on the clock. It was like a, I didn't have to worry about the money. So we had all these sandwiches left over from the party the previous night, and we had brought the sandwiches with us. And so everyone just started eating sandwiches outside. Right. And finally, when we got in, we were all relaxed and played the whole session.
Yeah.
Well, and then Lauren, we're going to feature your CD, a couple songs coming up, and maybe you can tell us a couple stories about recording.
Sure. The title of this recording is Bliss, and just a little backstory behind the concept of the record. So I wasn't intentional, but I went about 10 years between my first recording and this recording. And I went through a lot of kind of personal stuff in my life. You know, I'd been through a divorce. I, you know, had a lot of just kind of personal struggles. And I was kind of forgot about, why, you know, why it was I became a musician, because, you know, and as you all know, it's a hustle, you know, and sometimes we're working so much, we forget about, you know, our own music and our own creativity. So it took me a while, but during that time, I sort of slowly started to, you know, started to write again. And I really felt like I wanted the record to be about love and not just, you know, like one specific type of love, but every tune there's an intent, a love intention behind it. So different type of love. So for example, the first tune you'll be hearing, Triple Water, that was a tune I wrote where I decided I really needed to be true to myself and find out who I was and learn how to love myself before I could love somebody else again. And also the title, the meaning behind the title is an astrological reference for those of you that are into that kind of thing. I'm a Cancer. This is my sun sign, Scorpio rising and Pisces moon. So in the process of learning about myself, I learned about my astrological influence and some of my predispositions. So I feel like that kind of comes out in the tune.
What's the title of the song?
Triple Water.
Oh,
so
okay.
The triple water. So again, sorry, just to explain a little further the astrological reference. So Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces are all what you call water signs. So that's why I'm a triple water. You hear some people are a triple Scorpio or a triple Cancer or a triple Pisces. You know, that tends to happen too. But I'm all the water signs of the zodiac. So
what is water known for?
Kind of interesting. I think we're very emotional, you know, I know myself as well, the Pisces moon, I feel very strongly because, apparently that means you're so ruled by your emotions. And that's just so true when it comes to myself. Like if I do not feel like doing something, it's not going to happen. But if I do feel like doing something, I just go after it 150%.
Awesome.
So, I'm not really a moderate type of person. As I get older, I'm becoming a bit more balanced in my life, but I do tend to, emotionally react to a lot of things and situations. So, water signs are just kind of known for being a little bit on the emotional side, very intense.
Well, I know in this other band we're in, you're known as the Honey Badger.
This is true. So, Honey Badger don't give a you know what. So,
wait, you're the Honey Badger?
That's her nickname.
Yeah.
But I thought you were the
Dennis Leary band that we play in.
But you're Lamb.
Yeah. Yes. That's my animal nickname. That's a whole other.
Wow. Okay.
whole other story. Although that is one of the other tunes on the record is called Lamb and Bunny, and that's another LSAT tune that I had written for Alexa. But the ones, be playing the Triple Water. And so I guess back to the just a little bit more info on the record. The tune Bliss was written for my husband, Eric. And, I feel like when I met him, when you meet somebody that accepts you for who you are, no matter what's happened in your past, whatever you may do in the future, not everything, but he really accepted me, and I felt like I never had to put any kind of pretense on who I was. I didn't really have to censor my true self when I found him.
That's a good way to be.
Really, I found bliss in that. I find bliss in our relationship together, and he's everything to me. So
we're gonna listen to that, the Triple Water, and then the Bliss. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Wow, what a great cadenza. Lauren Sevion on the baritone sax. Bliss. And I want to thank all of our listeners for checking out the podcast, All About Lioness and our music. And we're going to say goodbye. It's Jenny Hill on tenor sax. We have Amanda Monaco on guitar, who's going to speak a little bit more and tell us about the last song, and Lauren Sevion on the bari sax.
So the last song is the first song on my quartet record, Glitter. It's called Dry Clean Only. And so traditionally in jazz, we play a song form called Rhythm Changes, which is based on the song I Got Rhythm. We usually play it at absurdly fast tempos. And it's sort of known as would you agree that it's sort of the song form everybody loves to hate?
Well, it's where people try to cut each other, as they used to say in the olden days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of those song forms that you kind of challenge yourself, but you also can also challenge others. And I called it Dry Clean Only because it's kind of that frustrating thing when you buy that shirt you really like and then you find out it's Dry Clean Only. You're like, oh man, I love this shirt, but it's Dry Clean Only.
Then you only wear it once and then you never dry clean it.
Right. So that's why I called it
Dry. But do you know about Dry L though?
I don't.
Okay. Well, Dry L is the bag that you can put your dry clean in, and you put this special sheet inside and you throw it in your dryer and it's supposedly cleans your clothes.
Wow.
I don't know if it's a hoax. I used to use it a lot more when I had the dryer in my apartment, but I have a pretty awesome dry cleaner where I live. So.
Wow, this podcast, we've covered everything from pizza to hot studios.
Boating. Should we talk about real estate? No. No. Should not talk about real estate.
We didn't talk about haircuts.
Haircuts.
Isn't that a thing that women usually talk about?
I have somebody great in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's like a one chair salon. It's called Hair.
One chair salon.
That's called Hair.
It's called Hair. And she's amazing. Her name is Kim. She's amazing.
All right. Yeah. Shout out to Kim. And also,
are we all doing shout outs to our hairstylist? Because I got to do a shout out to Anna at Mandy's Hair Salon in Riverdale.
Well, also, I'm going to thank Radio Free Brooklyn for having us over
Thank
here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And Lauren, do you want to say a final goodbye before we go to Amanda's song?
Sure. As long as we're thanking people, I do want to thank Mark Free and Nick O'Toole at Positone Records for supporting the Lioness Project and also supporting all of us. We really appreciate it. And then I think just like to close out with a few words of wisdom, if I may. And this is especially directed to the young women that might be listening to this podcast. And I think we could all safely say that if we had been, you know, if we had listened to some naysayers along the way, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing today. So always stay true to who you really are and be. And do what you do with conviction, passion, go at it 150%. Don't do anything lukewarm and stay true to who you are. Don't let anybody sway what you were meant to do.
Yeah.
All right. And on that one beautiful thought, we are going to close out the set.
Thank you.